Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one.
So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast. Reality
Gaze, let's love!
Yeah. He is the people's raccoon.
It's Jimothy's fault, man. He's eating our cords here at the station.
His name is Jimothy. We all love him. And now apparently there's the ultimate Jimothy rock playlist.
Yes. Oh
my God. Did you make this playlist up,
yes.
Steve? Okay.
I swear, yesterday, all this stuff I was like just screwing around with when it came to Jimothy, my wife's like, if I didn't know you don't smoke weed, I would assume that you're really stoned right now. I was like, yes. So these are songs that are some way connected to Jim.
Okay. Oh.
And I want to see if you could get the connection.
Okay.
Are you ready for the first one?
Yeah. Ready.
Okay. I think this one will be super easy.
It just takes some time.
Danny just went to this concert.
Yeah, Jimothy Eat World.
So I saw, who was the opening band?
Motion City Soundtrack.
Motion City Soundtrack. They posted a picture of a girl in the crowd with a drawing of Jimothy and then a sign that said, Jimothy Eat World. And I was like, okay, that is so ridiculous.
People are on it.
What they didn't post was that, I swear to God, about 80% of that crowd had Jimothy shirts on.
That's Did they insane. Make them?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 100%. They Wait. Were like, these were like what is that? The t-shirt little cat?
Crickets.
Crickets, yeah. Uh-huh. They were all just made from home. Like, I don't know.
Jimothy Eat World shirts or just Jimothy shirts?
Both.
Amazing.
Like, I mean, it was like they were just all over the place. And I was like, of course, Jimmy Eat World comes the weekend that Jimothy is a thing.
That's the universe providing.
Could you imagine if they made their own Jimothy Eat World
shirt?
They
would have sold out immediately.
And had it ready to go. I mean, there's t-shirt printers everywhere. It's funny, I was supposed to go to that concert, and it showed up on my phone that it was happening, and I looked at my wife. We just got back from vacation. I'm like, I don't think we're going to be able to make it. But I heard it was a great show.
It was fun.
All right. These are songs or bands inspired. There's a connection to Jim. Let's see if you can figure it out.
Jimi Hendrix.
There you go.
Another famous Jim from Seattle. Maybe not as famous as Jimothy.
Has Jimothy taken over the crown of the greatest Jimmy from Seattle?
At this moment,
wow.
Yes.
That's messed up.
He is having his time.
We've gone too far. All right, this one's a little tougher.
Metallica.
It's Metallica.
Sanitarium, Welcome Home.
Right.
I don't know what the connection to Jim is, though.
Who's the lead singer?
James.
Oh!
Jim Hetfield.
I don't know how many people call him Jim, though. I would not call James Hetfield Jim. I feel like he would murder you.
Yeah.
I always hated that, how Jimmy was like a nickname for James, because that never made sense in my brain.
Same with William, and then it becomes Bill.
Yeah.
It's like, why aren't you just Will? My dad was a Bill, and I'm like, but his real name was William. I'm like, why don't you just go by Will? It would be weird calling my dad, well, anything other than just dad, but it's weird to think of him that he could be a Will.
And why are Richard's dicks?
Man. Maybe we all smoked some weed that my wife was suspecting that I was smoking.
St. Jimmy, Green Day.
If Danny didn't get this one wrong, we'd have to kick him out of the room.
Good
the
one.
Entire American Idiot record is about a character named St. Jimmy, right?
Yeah, it's like a concept record. And he keeps coming up. And I love this song, by the way.
It's a great song.
Yeah.
Did you ever see the Green Day play?
I did.
It was so good.
So good.
All right, these are all songs inspired by Jimothy. Are you ready for the next
one?
Oh,
yeah. This is Jim Morrison,
there
Doors,
yep.
The Lizard King, and now we have the Raccoon King.
And we have the Peace Frog.
We do.
My least favorite Doors song.
Really?
Stupid name for
the song. I don't even have a least favorite. They're all awesome.
Okay. Come on.
Whoa, staring daggers.
That's not getting crazy. Their greatest hits record is good, but that's because they took the greatest hits. Everything else is just, in my opinion, filler. Some could say that about Kiss. Some could even say that about Pearl Jam.
You're right.
I understand. But for me, it's the Doors. I love their greatest hits, and that's it.
Jimmy Page.
There you go. Led Zeppelin.
Yeah.
Okay, this one might be my favorite. I only did it so I could play this song. Here we go.
James Iha?
Yeah, sure. But come on. They have the actual Jimmy in the band.
Jimmy Chamberlain?
Yeah. Drummer for the Smashing Pumpkins, Jimmy Chamberlain.
They got a lot of Jims going on.
We got time for one more?
Oh, yeah.
All right, this one might be tough. Let's see if you can figure it out.
James Keenan.
Crap, I didn't think about that part, but that's not why. It is Tool. Do you know the name of this song?
No.
Yes.
Jimmy.
Nailed it!
The Daily Mix Show. Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.